It's 3 minutes to eight on breakfast. It's TalkSport with Warwick Hadfield. Now, Warwick, good morning.
Good morning, Fran.
And Warwick, Australian soccer, football, it's on the rise internationally, despite some problems at home.
Yes, Fran, the FIFA World Rankings have been released overnight, and Australia has risen two places, up from 22 to 20. We have been higher, of course, as high as 14. And this little jump, though, would have been helped, no doubt, by that recent thrilling come-from-behind win over Saudi Arabia, 3 goals in 3 minutes. Who could forget it? And even better news, in the 10-nation draw for the final round of the World Cup qualifying matches, the World Gameroos are the number one seed. Spain remains the number one team on the planet, ahead of the Dutch, who are back to number two after beating England 3-2 recently. Germany is third, Uruguay fourth, Brazil fifth, and the English round out the top six. In cricket, Australia goes into this do-or-die final of the one-day series in Adelaide tonight without skipper Michael Clarke and fast bowler James Pattinson. Now, Clarke has succumbed to yet another hamstring injury, while Pattinson has done a buttock, or as the shorter Oxford English Dictionary of Historical Terms would have it, one of the two protuberances of the rump. There's much at stake, if I can continue the rump stuff, for the Sri Lankans too, who are sweating on the fitness of all-rounder Angelo Matthews, who has a crook calf. It's been a gruelling series one way or another, but a successful one for Cricket Australia, who reintroduced the Tri-Nation series amid some trepidation, but it took the final match of the round-robin series to determine the finalists, and now, with Australia and Sri Lanka sharing a final each, tonight's game has much about it to like. Off-spinner Nathan Lyon has been brought into the Australian squad to replace Pattinson and is bracketed with Ben Hilfenhaus for a place in the final 11, and Clark's replacement in the top six will be Peter Forrest. And quickly, a happy 60th birthday to one of the game's greatest, Sir Isaac Vivian Alexander Richards, Vivi. On to basketball, where illness has been hampering Bulleen's attempt to defend its women's National League title. However, coach Tom Maher reckons everyone is now over the flu and the tummy bugs of the last little while. And in fine fettle for this weekend's All-Victorian Grand Final against Dandenong, the Boomers also expect to have their captain Sam Richards back after recovering from a calf injury. It's an epidemic of those. In hockey, the Hockey Roos, the Australian women's team, they've recorded a stunning victory over South Korea, 5-0. They had lost the first game of this four-game series to the Koreans 4-2. Casey Eastham scored 2 goals for the Hockey Roos on the artificial surface at Perth's Shenton Park, known as Smurf Turf, because of its lurid blue colour. In rugby league, Canterbury's Frank Pritchard rolled the dice and lost at the NRL judiciary last night. He's been found guilty of a dangerous high tackle and suspended from this weekend's game against St George Illawarra. High tackles are on the agenda at Melbourne, where coach Craig Bellyache Bellamy has fired up over those accusations that his side is wrestling opponents to the ground using the so-called chin wrap. He says that with high tackles under scrutiny like never before in rugby league, there's no way he would be teaching his players to aim for an opponent's chin. I know we're not that smart, but we're not that dumb either, he said. Could only be a rugby league coach saying that. I'll be back with more sport tomorrow, Fran.